96.9 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. More and less in the morning. We're in the downtown studio at Riverside Unique, lovingly called the Fishbowl. It's the Friday Morning Extra, brought to you by Finishing Touch. Joining us this morning, Amy Lorari, your local REMAX agent. Very special program she started about 3 years ago, and she's here to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you very much. And this thing is... Well, it's got a very special name that kind of is appropriate for this time of year.
Yes, it's called the Spread the Love Food Drive. Mm-hmm. And this started, like you said, about 3 years ago during COVID. I live in Coventry Farms, and I guess I was a little bit bored and decided I wanted to give back. So I got some bags mm-hmm. and just spread them around the neighborhood and had a tremendous response.
Great.
People would fill the bags. They would text me their address. I would swing by and pick up the bags on pickup day. Mm-hmm. And then I delivered them to the food pantry local here in Kent County.
Well, we were talking about this before we went on air. And one of the things is a lot of people contribute food and stuff like that around the holidays at the end of the year.
Correct.
Because you're very cognizant of the fact that there are a lot of people who maybe are, you know, don't have enough food.
Right.
But this time of year, it kind of falls off of your mind. You're thinking about spring, you're going through life, you're getting through winter, and it's not at the forefront. And so that's part of your inspiration as well, is this is a time of year where there's just as much need, but maybe not as many people thinking about it.
Absolutely. And at Christmas time and the holiday season, a lot of people are in the giving spirit.
Correct.
And they do get a lot of donations. But mm-hmm. then I was told that come February, when the fuel prices are high and the weather is cool, it drops off. So they appreciate getting the additional food donations this mm-hmm. time of year. So I started this up. It's a simple thing. This year, People's Bank has joined us, and they have drop boxes in the Galena, the two Chestertown branches, and Rock Hall. So this has gone from community mm-hmm. to countywide. So I am just overwhelmed, humbled, and thrilled that this has happened.
So your pickup day is Monday the 12th, correct?
Monday the 12th. I have one day this year that I'm going to do personal pickups, mm-hmm. and you can just text me at 443-480-2936. Mm-hmm. Let me know you have a bag on the step, and I'll swing by and pick it up. I just need that address so I know where I'm going.
That makes it really simple. And if you're maybe not right in the nearer area, or you maybe didn't get your bag gathered up by Monday the 12th, they are taking them at those People's Bank branches until the 16th, correct?
Till the 16th, and we may extend that depending on, you know, if we're getting a lot of people dropping by. Mm-hmm. So they'll probably have the bags there a little bit longer, maybe to the end of the boxes until the end of the month.
Okay.
So they also have at the People's Bank, and until supplies are, you know, gone.
Right.
We've gotten some bags. So if you don't have a bag,
okay.
you can stop by there and pick up a bag and then drop it back by or text me and let me know it's ready. I did not deliver bags this year simply mm-hmm. because I wanted to cut out one of the run times.
Right.
One person, you know,
right.
it can get a little daunting after a while.
That's
so
right.
And especially going countywide where, mm-hmm. you know, I can run around my neighborhood, but going countywide, it gets a little problematic.
So. Well, and the nice thing is in the different communities, and you were also talking before we went on air, that food is going to stay in that community. So what's dropped off at the People's Bank in Rock Hall is going to stay in Rock Hall.
Yes.
And so on, et cetera. So
yeah.
I think that's really important.
We're doing churches also. So there are a couple local churches that have their own food pantries mm-hmm. that we will, say Rock Hall will have theirs dropped off to a church in Rock Hall.
Okay.
There will be one up in Galena. I believe there's a church there that does donations, food donations, collections. Of course, there's the blessing boxes.
Right.
So those kind of things. That's where this food is going. And then the Chestertown ones will go to the food pantry. And they're always excited to receive that.
So give that number again. People just need to get that bag, fill it up, put it on their porch, text you their address to
443-480-2936. And that's on Monday the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll swing by and pick it up. And if you have any questions, you can call that number. I'll be happy to answer those questions.
So an appropriately named drive, the Share the Love Food Drive. And let's help people in our community with food insecurity.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.